Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one, watch this one, Dagwood sandwich. Now you say, what's a Dagwood sandwich? 10 thick slices of white sandwich bread, a quarter pound of sliced pepperoni, a quarter pound of sliced Swiss cheese, a quarter pound of sliced turkey, a quarter pound of sliced provolone, a half a pound of roast beef, a quarter pound of mild cheddar, a half a pound of sliced pastrami, a quarter pound of sliced pepper jack cheese, and a half a pound of sliced bacon, one medium tomato, and 10 whole green leaves of lettuce, and three red cherries and some pickles. Oh, buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use but probably won't. Why not? I don't know why. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, and we're answering life's questions about life's questions, and here is life's question today. It's not a daily double. So you're ready for the daily double? Not a daily double. Watch this. Here it is. Why isn't the word gullible in the dictionary? Why isn't the word gullible in the dictionary? Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time which have nothing to do with the show.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's it? That was a short one. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back, and man, is it going to be fun. To me,
that's some kind of wonderful anytime.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. 5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Attention KPRZ listeners. The following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's do a quick check of the weather. What do you think? It looks a little cloudy. A little cloudy. By the way, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Schmando. That's what I said. Okay, let's see. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. You know, yesterday I could not say the word scientifically. I don't know what it was. I just kept trying to say it over and over again. It didn't work. So Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. Ha! Did it that time. They don't use chemicals. They leave the carpet soft, smells fresh, it dries quickly, safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy users. All of their techs are prompt, they're polite, they're professional. Right now they're running the football special, $129, three rooms. Call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Keep in mind, they have a 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. Which means if you get your carpets done and you don't think they did a good job, they'll come back and do it again until they get it right. Now, people that give a guarantee for their work, that's solid, right? Right. 858-486-4100. Everybody says use Zero Res. Brian Holland and our good friends at Zero Res who did my carpet and did an excellent job. Thank you very much. Okay. What would you like to cover today, Bubala? Bubala, what do you want to cover? I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I don't know if you heard, it was RoboPaul that actually informed me about the shooting that took place at the Capitol. I guess somebody tried to ram their car. A female tried to ram her car into, I guess, at the White House or something like that. And then that didn't work out so well. Okay. And then they were shooting at her. And I guess there's one person that's passed away and another person that was wounded or something. And the whole thing is a mess. But it's not specifically tied to anything that anybody knows. One would initially... probably consider or think, well, gosh, it's probably got to do, you know, with the shutdown or something like that. We don't have any of that knowledge. We don't know if there's any political, financial, or whatever motivation behind it. We're not going to speculate on something like that. What we are going to do is talk about some of the great statements that have come out regarding the slim down. I like slim down because it's like slim fast, only it's slim down. They're slimming down. And the government's kind of fat, so maybe it should slim down. Right? I mean, that makes sense. I mean, look, I got to lose a couple extra pounds myself. So, you know, you got to do a little bit better work on that. That's what we're looking for the government. Here was something that was said that kind of threw me for a loop, and I wasn't sure about that. So I guess I wanted to bring it up because I'm not real sure about it. But this was actually said by Barack Obama, and I'm surprised that he said it. You ready? This is going to throw you for a loop. This is what Barack Obama said. Imagine if workers could shut down a manufacturing plant just because they didn't get what they want. And I was thinking, oh, like imagine a strike? Isn't that what that is? Like, don't they? Isn't that what they do? They don't get what they want and they strike?
I'm going on strike.
Are you going on strike? Okay, RoboProducer is going on strike. RoboPaul, fortunately, is tied at the hip to the board. He can't go anywhere. So it's one of those things. It's like, could you imagine a manufacturing plant where they shut down just because the workers didn't get what they want? Yes. Here's my answer to that. Yes, I could imagine that. One of the things that came up between the leaders of the Congress, our leaders, is they're complaining to one another that nobody is willing to talk and nobody is willing to listen. Now, I find that to be a unique statement. Nobody's willing to talk and nobody's willing to listen. Harry Reid says nobody will listen. And then the other leaders are saying nobody will talk. Well, okay, first of all, if nobody will talk, how are you supposed to listen? I don't get this. What the problem that we're having here is the government, our government, sinful man government, is simply not communicating in any capacity. Because they're not communicating in any capacity, because that's going on, nobody's getting anything, nobody's accomplishing anything. But in the meantime, with the mass shutdown that's taking place, you know what's not happened? The traffic has not lessened. In California, the 5 is just as busy as always. And I'm thinking, does no federal worker take the 5? How is that possible? I'm not following how this is working. I'm thinking I should have an easier drive. I like Slim Down.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they're not talking to one another. And you know what that means, that they're not talking to one another? Good. Then there's nothing to report. It makes my job easier, that's for sure. I will say that Jay Leno had a very, very funny line, so I'm going to give him credit. And I don't watch him all the time or anything, but this line is a funny line, so let's give credit where credit is due. This is what Jay Leno said about Barack Obama and the shutdown. He goes, "It's so bad, now the president is down to just one teleprompter." Now he only has one teleprompter. That was funny. Come on. Democrat congressman is accusing the GOP of jihad. That's really helpful for the discussion. Why don't you blame him and accuse him of jihad? That's great. And then this is where I'm lost. And you have to help me, ladies and gentlemen. You have to forgive me. You have to help me. Barack Obama said, "I've bent over backwards and kept my rhetoric down." What? I've bent over backwards and kept my rhetoric down. To a what? A small fury of name calling? No, that can't be right. He didn't really say that. Well, no, he did. He actually said that. That's a quote. Oh.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Yeah. And now we got to get the cowbell sound for that. Oh, by the way, somebody went on the Facebook and said her name was Kelly. She said she listens to watches the Three Stooges and thinks they're hilarious. So there is a woman who is a Three Stooge fan. Thank you very much. I know that women have a sense of humor. They marry us men. Okay, here are 7 things that you might not know that the government is spending money on during the shutdown.
I know this one.
You know this one?
The answer for the number one answer is the David Spoon Experience.
You're spending money on my show?
They should be.
Well, I'm not arguing that point. Here's the number one thing that the government is spending money on. You ready? The number one thing they're spending money on during the shutdown. I'm just going to surprise you. Ready? Yeah, number one. Ready? The federal agency is creating new websites to tell visitors they don't have enough funding to run the old websites. What? They're creating new websites to tell you that they can't run the old websites. Now, what they're not telling you, which is absolutely hysterical, is hosting for government websites, not that much money. I mean, you're talking about a pretty minimum amount. But it's just they're spending money on new websites to tell you they don't have enough to run the old websites. I feel that that's a good use of money. That's a good one right there. Also, the federal government has shut down the parking lot of Mount Vernon. Watch this. But not the park. They've shut down the parking lot, but not the park. Okay. Spending money on not closing the parks that are by a Democratic senator's house. They're keeping that open for him. And then they're spending money on park rangers keeping World War II memorial veterans away from the memorial. Very nice. And the last thing they're doing is they were gonna postpone the Navy Air Force game, but that is no longer postponed as long as the game is not used with federal funds. So it's slimming down spending, but I don't know if it's oblivious spending. Who gets new websites to tell people that the old websites, they can't afford to run the old websites? What did they do? I mean, that just makes no sense. What do they do? Go to WordPress? And just make free sites? I don't know. What are they doing? That's so bizarre. So this whole thing that's going on, again, brings us back to two major points. One, if any of this results in a slowdown of funding that goes to Planned Parenthood in any capacity, even if it's delayed by 1 second or by 1 millisecond, it's worth it because that's one extension for life. And if any baby is not being aborted because of the insanity on the money, it's worth it. That's definitely worth it. Even if it's inconvenient for people, it's worth it for the nation not to be aborting and killing its children. That's just insane. And then the other part about it is, really, I could use about a week's worth of, I don't want to hear any stories about the government. If I could get like a whole week's worth where I don't have to hear anything or listen about anything, just, you know, just I just want to stay current with the Lord. I just want to stay absolutely focused in the kingdom. It's not that I'm opposed to politics or Christian in politics in any capacity. And my wife and I vote on every presidential election. We haven't voted on every single election, but we do vote on almost every election. We don't have a perfect record there, but we're doing better. The bottom line is I still would like a break. It's like, I need a break. I need a just to sit in the presence of the Lord break from the way the media keeps throwing itself up on all of us. So that's what I'm kind of hoping to get. A couple things I did want to share. As you know, we just recently made a move, the wife and I, to a new place. We're really digging it and getting used to it and getting used to the new drive and so on and so forth. But we didn't go very far, which actually it's about a mile different from where we were, but it's a completely different location. And one of the things that we noticed is that sometimes when you do things, you get tired and you get a little weary. So for those of you out there that are feeling a little tired and a little weary, I have a strong, strong, strong piece of advice. Ready? Ready? Spend a few extra minutes in worship and prayer with the Lord. When you spend time in the Lord, it is regenerating. It is exhilarating. When you are in the presence of God, it is empowering. It is strengthening. It is renewing. And some of you are running low on the batteries. And I was kind of running low. But every time I spend time with the Lord, I zoom back up. And so I encourage you as believers, as Christians, as people that call upon the name of the Lord, if you're used to praying with a clock, if you're used to praying, I pray 10 minutes and da-da-da-da, pray 12, pray 13 minutes, go a little longer, go a little deeper, read an extra chapter, get a little bit more kingdom stuff in you. You'll not only feel better, it'll put everything in its right perspective. It's about you and the Lord and our fellowship with one another, and it's about the kingdom, and it's about getting as many people in as we can before it's just too late. That's what it's about, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah!
Yeah! And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. We got a special guest. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ. Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Seniors, when it comes to your health, finding the right physician is essential. During this open enrollment period, your choice for excellent care is clear. Chosen as a top-performing medical group for over four consecutive years, Arch Health Partners provide individualized health care you can trust. Visit archhealth.org today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
What? Up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. In the studio today, live. Well, it is a live show, so that probably would make some sense, is Steve Veray. Pastor Steve Veray is a gentleman who has a show on KPRZ, right, at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesdays, okay? So Tuesday mornings, Pastor Steve Veray, it's called the Pastor Steve Show, right? Is that the title?
That is correct, David.
Good job. Good job. Talk to me about, what do you talk about on the show? What happens on the show? Is it a sermon? Is it materials from the church?
Show,
what is
the
it?
The show is sort of like my class that I'm here to talk about, the Bible class for dummies. Mm-hmm. And it's just a brief Bible teaching that is designed for people who don't know much about the Bible. That's what it is.
That's cool. All right, so Let's talk about this, because you're doing an event. You're doing an event at Lake San Marcos Recreational Center, which is at 1105 Bonita, La Bonita Drive. And you're doing three classes, October 9th, October 16th, and October 23rd. Is that correct?
For the past 10 years, I've been teaching a class called the Bible Class for Dummies.
Okay.
It's a long story about how it got started, but we do variations of the class from time to time, and this one is going to be just on the New Testament, and it's going to last just three quick weeks. So it's for anybody who doesn't know too much about the Bible or need to fill in some gaps. They come by, we make it fun, we tell some jokes, and then we talk about the Bible, and we give them handouts that support what we're teaching, and that's what the Bible Class for Dummies is all about.
Cool. Now, here's the thing. Anytime I hear the title dummy, I'm thinking they wrote it for me. That's the first thing I'm thinking. So you have techniques for teaching people how to get not just an awareness of Scripture, but into Scripture. Is that where we're heading on this?
You know, we have three goals for the class. Goal number one is that people would want to pick up their Bible and read it. Goal number two is that somebody might be able to listen to a sermon and fill in the blanks about who the person is talking about. Goal number three is that they'd be able to share their faith because they have more confidence. You know, I started this class about 10 years ago. I was, I'm going to give you the quick rundown.
Sure.
I was teaching a course on Rick Warren's program, the 40 mm-hmm. Days of Purpose.
Uh-huh.
We had about 25 people in this group. And it was a great program. It lasted about 8 weeks. And at the end of those 8 weeks, I told the 25 people in this group, I said, you know, I'd like to keep this group together. And what I'd like to do is answer questions that you might have that you would consider to be a dumb Bible question that you're afraid to admit that you don't know. And does anybody have one of those questions? And 22 people out of 25 people raised their hands.
Wow.
And I said, well, maybe you didn't understand my question. What I want to do is cover questions that you have that are that you think is a dumb question that you're afraid to admit you don't know the answer to. And again, they raised their hands. So I started going around and I said, what is your question? I said, well, why did Jesus come to earth? Here's a question. Why does Jesus not allow people, he doesn't want people to be married? And who is this guy, Paul, that I hear all the time about? So I started to reason. I started to do some research, and I found out, David, that there are millions of people in this country every week who go to church on Sunday. They sit down, they have their Bible, they love their pastor, they love the worship team, they love the people, they love the programs, they love the youth group, but they are afraid to admit to others that they don't really know much about the Bible. And so at our church, I was on staff at Daybreak Church in Carlsbad at that time. I went to my pastor and said, look, I've been a teacher all my life. It's my gift. I love to teach. I love to teach things that are hard for people to understand. And I want to do that with the Bible. Is there a place that I can go to learn about how to put together a curriculum like this? And he said, no, there's Bible college and there's seminary, and that's it. So I sat down with every book out there, The Bible for Dummies, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Bible, uh-huh. all the junior high ministry. I was also a junior high pastor at one time. I put together all those books and I laid them out and I said, okay, I'm going to do a curriculum that's even easier than these, where I'm going to introduce people to the characters in the Bible, to the main events in the Bible, and we're going to take it slow. We're going to have quizzes. We're going to make it fun. We're going to have interaction. No questions too dumb to ask. And it worked. We had we had about 50 people sign up for the first one. And I'm telling you, David, I had an experience one day, for instance, where this lady came up to me. Her name's Liz. My first day of class, she said, Steve, is the word Genesis somewhere in the Bible? I think it is, right? And I said, yes, ma'am. That's the very first book of the Bible. It means beginning. And you're gonna like this class, because I've always announced to everybody that the less you know about the Bible, the more you're gonna get from this class. She's a ministry leader now. This is about 5 years later.
Yeah,
she went from worst to first, from 0 to 60 right away, from bologna to Dagwood sandwich right away. She knows the Bible. And every week, you know, 2 weeks ago, I had a man come in into my church and sit on the first row, and he said, Steve, can I tell you something before you begin? And I said, yeah. He said, my pastor at my church last week covered David, and I know who David is because of you. And I understood the message a lot better. And that's the goal of the class.
That's cool. That's really a powerful, powerful ministry.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this week, we're gonna be talking about the life of Jesus Christ in the first week, why he came to earth. You know, I always make my class so easy that, honestly, my little girl, Savannah, attended all of the class when she was 6 years old. Six. And she always has the best questions. Her very first question, we were in the car on the way home. She said, Daddy, when I get to heaven and I want an ice cream, will God just poof me one? That's a great question. But she also asked this question. She said, why did Jesus Christ come to earth? And that, you know what? When you're in ministry, you're a pastor, a minister, Bible teacher, you think way up here, and you have to suppose that there's at least one or two people in your congregation who are thinking way down there at the bologna sandwich level. And to them, it's like attending a geometry class without taking math first. And so I do the math for them. And what we do in my class is, for instance, we're going to talk about Paul. A lot of people know Paul because their pastor talks about Paul every single week.
Right.
Or they listen to KPRZ and they hear Pastor Jeremiah or John MacArthur talk about Paul and say, but if they know who Paul is, and that's what we do in the class, we give them the background, why he did what he did, why he wrote what he wrote, who the Galatians yeah. are, who the Corinthians are, they're not just the people who made the fine Corinthian leather. When they hear Paul said this to the Galatians, they say, wait, hold on, I know who Paul is. I no longer know that that's just one of the four Beatles. I know who Paul is,
yeah.
and I know what he means, and I know why he wrote that. And now this sermon makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's part. Let me ask you a couple questions real quickly.
Sure.
One, these three classes are in a row. What's the age range for anybody? Is anybody open to anybody? Kids can come.
Anybody?
Well, I mean, can a 15-year-old come? Can a
Love the class. Sure.
Okay, so it's okay for
they have to just be able to understand. So anybody under like 6 probably won't get it.
Probably won't grasp it. But for younger kids, 10, 11, 12, 13 and up, that'd be fine for them to come, right?
Of course.
Okay, so a couple. I'm going to hold you over for another segment. Right, so here's what we're going to do. Let's go over the contact points real quickly. First of all, to reach Steve, it's 760-409-1600. Man, that's a good phone number. How'd you get that number?
You know, I use it as a mnemonic device. 409 is the cleaner, you know, the household cleaner.
Yeah.
And 1600 is the White House.
Yeah, the White House.
So just
address.
Remember, clean the White House.
Yeah.
409-1600.
Yeah, from your mouth to God's ears. 760-409-1600. You can also reach Steve by sending him an email, steve@ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, hour, as in we don't need to be there longer than an hour, church. Get it? Okay.
Correct.
And then it's October 9th, October 16th, and October 23rd, and it's going to be at Lake San Marcos Recreation Center at 1105 La Bonita Drive, and the class runs from 5 p.m. to 7-ish.
Correct.
Right? Because it's not an exact...
7 o'clock, right on the dot, we walk out.
Yeah, do you really? I've never been to a church yet that starts on time or gets out on time.
Our church does. We start. Yeah. Our church is 10:30 on the dot, 11:30 on the dot. We're done. Boom.
Wow, that's good.
And if we go 1 minute past, we have somebody on the staff pull the fire alarm.
That's pretty impressive. All right, so do me a favor, hang out. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. So, Noah, Robo Producer, let's take a break. We'll come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ. 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back with Steve Ray. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 10-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Concerned Veterans for America, CVA, a national nonprofit organization of veterans, military family members, and patriotic Americans, is taking to the road on a 25-day bus tour, traveling from coast to coast on the Defend Freedom Tour. And they're coming to San Diego and Oceanside on Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Join CVA at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside from 11 to 2 p.m. Enjoy food and drink at both of these events while hearing from the veterans on board. The goal of this tour is to provide a platform for veterans to tell their stories, honor service, and explore ways to continue fighting for freedom here at home. CVA is dedicated to preserving the freedom and liberty our veterans fought to defend. So be sure to show your support by joining Concerned Veterans for America, Saturday, October 5th at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside. Find out more about this patriotic event by going to DefendFreedomTour.com.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power, and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at donelaw.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I'm there to hear. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down. Cause I've got.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Ugh. Okay, that's the weather report for you. Let's do a quick check of the traffic. Meh. That's right. So we're hanging out with Steve Array right now, Pastor Steve Array, who is going to be teaching Bible class for dummies. And as I told him, like I said to Steve, I think anytime I hear the word dummies, I'm thinking, hey, it's for me. It's at Lake San Marcos Recreation Center, 1105 La Bonita Drive. It's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. for 3 Wednesdays in a row, October 9th, October 16th, and October 23rd. What you want to do is, if you want to get a hold of Pastor Steve, you can reach him, email Steve at Our Church, and the hour is in time. So H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. You can call 760-409-1600, which is cleaning the White House, 409 and 1600, if you get that. And then also more information on ourchurch.org for some additional information that you might want to take a peek at, right? Is that about right, Steve?
All good. You're good.
All right, so far.
All yeah. good. You're
okay,
passing.
Let's talk about comedy, because one of the things that this show loves to do is enjoy itself. I don't know if that's... Thank you very much. So in enjoying ourselves, we believe that there are some people that have a very hard time with humor. They think that anything that's funny is too silly. Of course, to those very people who love me in the Lord and I love them in the Lord, I say, buy a pocket mirror. And every time you're good, just pull it out and look at it. And then that's every reason in the world to laugh right there. Talk to me about comedy and the effectiveness of comedy and what it does in your ability to present truth in the sense of how it's a vehicle to use.
Well, first of all, I respect the Bible so much. I mean, that's why I want to get it across to people. I believe that as the Bible says itself, that all scripture is inspired by God. So I don't, I use humor to open people up to accepting the word. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pastors do that. They start with an opening joke and so on. And, you know, 2/3 of all radio and TV commercials have humor in it, because marketing people know that when a person laughs or they smile, they retain the information more, because it's something to their brain that releases the endorphins that makes them happier, that makes them want to learn more. They're not falling asleep. So we just use humor. For instance, let me tell you, I always tell people at the beginning of my course that I believe that every single word in the Bible is true. And I tell them the story about this little girl who's in preschool. Her name's Emily. And her teacher's very strict. The teacher comes around the room and says, listen, I told everybody to draw a picture of a large animal. What is that you're drawing? And the little girl says, well, this is a fish. It's a big fish. And the teacher says, my, that's really big. And the little girl says, yes, that's the fish that swallowed Jonah. And the teacher says, well, you don't believe that nonsense, do you? And the little girl says, yes, it's in the Bible, so it's true. And the teacher says, well, how could a man stay in a fish for 3 days like that? And the little girl says, you know what, ma'am, I'm just going to have to ask Jonah when I get to heaven. And the teacher says, well, how do you know he went to heaven? Maybe he went to hell. And the little girl says, well, ma'am, then maybe you can ask him.
Yeah, that's a great one. I like it. You know, the power, I think, of humor in communicating and in talking to people. And I did read this now, just being a little bit of a historical guy. You know, okay. I've read quotes where they've said Jesus never smiled and da da. I mean, they literally historical quotes from people that said this. First of all, A, you weren't there, so I don't know how anybody says that. And B, if you don't think that the whole concept of Jesus calling James and John the sons of thunder isn't a humorous quip. You're not real sharp. But the best example for humor to me is in the book of Acts. And my favorite portion to teach in the whole world is Peter. Peter's in prison and they're praying for him. And right. The church is there. All, you know how that goes. And they're praying for him. Of course, they're praying for him. He gets released and he knocks on the door. And they don't believe, A, that their prayers are going to be answered because he gets out. And they're like, yeah, whatever. It's not him. What, haven't you guys just been praying for that? I swear that's what you were praying for. But the thing is that Rhoda, the girl that goes up there, he's knocking on the door. And she goes back and she says, it's Peter. And they go, no, it isn't. So they're having an argument in the house. Peter's an escaped dude from jail. He's still knocking on the door, outside the door. How funny is that?
You know, it's very much like Cheech and Chong. Dave's not here. It's just the same thing.
We're dating ourselves.
They just say that alone right there. No, Peter's not here. Yeah, no, it's me, Peter. Funny. Let me in.
Very funny. All right, so the Bible Class for Dummies really is going to help people understand the Bible better. Get into it, get a grasp, make reference points. And the Lord's giving you a gift for teaching it, so you're able to teach it quick, swift, simply, fun, in an interesting way.
Right. One of the people I study all the time before teaching is J. Vernon McGee, and he spent 5 years going through the Bible. And we're going to go through the New Testament in 3 Wednesday nights.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's if you quick. Can do that. That is quick to do. Is this where the Lord's brought you here? This is the ministry he's brought before you. Do you see this class going on and on? Are you going to continue to teach them, you know, in different intervals? Or are you going to, like, you're going to do these 3 weeks on the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd? Are you going to do it again? Where do you think the Lord's leading you in this?
Well, here's the deal. I have always told any church that wants me to teach it for them, I'll be glad to go and teach it. I've never charged for the course, never. And it's a free class and it's a free gift. God gave us a free gift of salvation. So I want to give back by using my talents. So anybody out there who would like to have this presented at their church, just have to talk to me about a time and a place, and I'd be glad to present it. Usually we spend 5 hours on the Old Testament, or I'm sorry, 5 weeks on the Old Testament and then 3 weeks on the New Testament.
Wow. So that's a pretty concise time. That's pretty impressive. Okay, a couple of content points. Let's go over these again, make sure everybody understands. If you want more information from a website point of view, it's ourchurch.org, and the word our is H-O-U-R, like time, ourchurch.org. You can also reach Steve at steve@ourchurch.org for email, 760-409-1600, 760-409-1600. The class is Wednesday, the 9th, October 9th, October 16th and October 23rd. It starts at 5 p.m. It gets done at 7 p.m. And the whole purpose is to help people engage deeper into the Word of God and to understand what the Lord's trying to share. And a big part of understanding why that's important is because when you are praying, you're pouring yourself out to the Lord. You're talking to Him. When you're into His Word, He's pouring Himself out to you. He's talking to you. And never forget, and this is an important part, that passage that Steve cited a little bit ago, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed is the Greek response. That's the same equivalent for the Hebrew where God breathed into Adam. So the same breath that went into Adam that made him alive and come from the mud and the dirt to be a living being, that's the breath that you're reading when you're getting into the Word of God. So that's some good stuff, man. And I'm a big Bible guy. So, I love that stuff.
I can tell.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share? Anything you want to this is the last thing I just want to tell everybody, whatever you want. Because I want to have you back down the road and we'll have some other conversations.
Sure. If you can't make it to the class, my program here on KPRZ is a simple Bible teaching. For instance, this Tuesday, we talked about prayer, what Jesus taught us to pray in the simplest form. And this coming Tuesday, we're at 5:30 in the morning, right before J. Vernon McGee, by the way, no pressure, we're going to be talking. I'm doing a show about the rapture, and then the following week is about tribulation. And these kind of things that people have so many questions about in the class. So I just spend a half an hour explaining that one thing on the radio program. So if you know anybody who's a Bible dummy, you can just say either go to the class or tune to KPRZ at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday and hear Pastor Steve just teach this one little thing.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Pastor Steve. Good job. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so that's ourchurch.org, H-O-U-R, where you can get additional information. But the classes are at Lake San Marcos Recreation Center, 1105 La Bonita Drive, 5 to 7 p.m., Wednesday night, October 9th, October 16th, and October 23rd. Get a hold of Pastor Steve, 760-409-1600. And if you want to do yourself a favor and grow in the Word, you should go. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to walk in, but if you walk out with the riches of life, wow, what a good investment that is. I'll give you that one right there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, I've got some more news and some DDDs. Don't go anywhere.
Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow, that was another encouraging sermon on Christian culture.
Yeah, sounds great, but I get so discouraged. Seems to me that the world is getting worse and worse. Look at the total disregard for Christian values in our country, and now troubles with chemical weapons and Islamic jihad.
Struggling with these and other related questions, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come," and told Pilate in Matthew 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world." Are we to flee the world, or is there a positive kingdom calling given with and empowered by the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ? Come hear Professor David J. Engelsma speak on the crucial topic of the coming of the kingdom, Christianizing the world, at Westminster Seminary, California in Escondido, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. Bring your friends and family to this exciting free event. Further information available online at hopeprc.org. That's hopeprc.org.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you could purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well,
I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. And to meet Dr. Stanley on his book tour, visit intouch.org/emotions.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Nice job by Pastor Steve in regarding the Bible for Dummies class. That's a good material. People should check that out. Our church, HOUR church.org. Get that information. That's a class worth going to. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience there you go. Let's give a shout out for this segment to E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very own Sue Freeze, aka the termite lady. Her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the house. She got involved in business. Is like, nah, we're going to do this right. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of tenting, without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And that is a hassle. So their big deal is they're 30 years old. Yowza. 30 years in the business. That's great, man. Great timing. And for that 30 years, they're running a special. It's $100 off any termite work, and it's $50 off of any initial pest control work. So that's great. What you want to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com, which is their website, or again, just call 800-332-BUGS and let them know that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. There you go. Thank you very much. Well, we've got, did I tell you this, Robo Producer? I might not have told you. At 3 o'clock, we're doing a barn burner. Did I tell you about the barn burner? I probably forgot. I don't tell you everything, do I?
Why are we burning barns?
Well, first of all, because there's a whole barn protest, so we're barn burning. That's why. I don't know.
Moo.
Moo. Here's what we got going on. We got, I'm going to be doing a teaching, not a teaching, I'm going to be doing an addressing of a situation, and I'm not talking salad dressing, in regards to the Bill O'Reilly show the other day, because there was a professor of New Testament theology from Notre Dame, and we're going to be discussing that at the top of the hour, and man, is it interesting material. That's the nicest way I can say it. It's interesting material, but make sure that everybody still understands that this show, while talking about politics and talking about spiritual truths, talking about sports on a regular basis, talking about all this stuff, never fails to notice when there's something going on in the fast food industry. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what it is? Guess who the next person stepping up to the plate is? It's Kentucky Fried Chicken coming up with... Go Cups. Go Cups. Did you hear about this? Go Cups. They're cups that the food comes in when you go through the drive-thru that fit in a your coffee cup in your car. So the bottom of the, it's like a tray, and the bottom of it is the coffee cup shape for the hole in your car, and you put the little tray in your coffee cup holder, and it holds the food up for you. What do you think of that?
All I can say is, unless those are very thick cups, you're going to be getting grease everywhere.
They are very thick cups. They like, you put them in, it's like.
I will let you try it out.
I tried the Mighty Wings from McDonald's. I liked those. Those were pretty good. They were mighty expensive, but they were Mighty Wings. I'm just letting you know what keeping you abreast of the restaurant information.
Oh, wait, KFC keeping me abreast?
Oh, that is, if there's a joke there, is there a joke there?
Oh, okay. There was a joke there.
There was a joke there. Okay. Okay, let's do a short DDD before I get to that teaching. This will be Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 through 24. This is going to hurt some ears. Exodus 15, 22 through 24. Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days in the wilderness. They found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters for Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah, bitter. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Do you know when this happened? This happened 3 days. Listen to this. 3 days into the wilderness. You know when this happened? 3 days after God did one of the most powerful miracles on the planet. He splits the Red Sea and walks a nation right through. Right through. And they walk on, the Bible says, dry ground. Not even muddy. I mean, you'd think it'd have been muddy. Not even muddy. They walk on dry ground. It only took 3 days to forget one of the greatest miracles of all time. Here's my question. How long does it take us? How long before we do a kvetch fest? And kvetching is complaining. How long before we do a kvetch fest? How long does it take after God does a miracle in our lives? It took the children of Israel 3 days to forget that God just did something. 3 days. The waters split, people. I wish we could all see it. The waters split. There were two walls on each side of the people. The nation walks through the middle on dry ground. And then they get to the other side. The Egyptians are trying to follow. The Lord spins the wheels off their chariots, throws it into confusion, closes the water on them, destroys them all. They're dead on the beach on the other side. The children of Israel witnessed the most powerful moment they've ever seen in their lives to that moment right there. And they last 3 days. And then they just start whining. I didn't ask for mayo on this. It's like, 3 days. That's how long they last. So my question to us is, how long do we last? When God answers your prayer, when he answers my prayer, when God does something powerful and unique, when you know you've just had a divine appointment, when you know grace has been unleashed and the Lord has coordinated, when you know it to be true, and you know that God has just done a wonderful thing, how long before you complain? I don't even think I make 3 days. That's kind of sad. I don't even think I make it that long. I mean, look, I mean, they give 3 days. I mean, I'm not saying that. That's not good. That's bad that they only lasted 3 days. But I'm saying this to myself. I don't think I do a very good job of that. I need to be more in the zone and less in my own. Ooh, wait, more in his zone, less in my own. Hey, that's a good one. More in his zone, less in my own. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Okay, there, that's what you get. Okay, let's think about that. The next time God does something wonderful, let's make it last more than 3 days in our minds. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're talking about Notre Dame New Testament theology.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.